I've spent my whole life surrounded by songs, never knowing which moments will bring them. But maybe I wouldn't be hounded by songs if there were no people to sing them. If I moved by myself to some faraway place, these songs could be things of the past. Well, maybe I'd still sing my thoughts to myself, but with nobody else in the cast, my show might stop playing at last. Perfect silence, stillness the whole day through. Sounds like a dream come true. Maybe a breeze that rustles the trees, then perfect silence. No one to sing and dance. I don't know what that's like. Maybe this is my chance. I could build a cabin in Canada, no one around for a mile. Just me and the birds and an ice-covered lake and a phone that I never dial. Or a mansion on Chesapeake Bay with a sign saying private lot. Trespassers will be prosecuted, singers will be shot. For perfect silence, that's all I want to hear. Shh, ringing inside my ear. Shh, where there are no locals, there are no vocals. Perfect silence, pure as the driven snow. I don't know where I'll find it, shh, but wherever it is, I'll go. Or a ranch in the heart of Nebraska, where none but the rooster crows. Or an ice palace up in Alaska, with only non-speaking Eskimos. And at times it may get a bit lonely, and some company might sound nice. But when I think about the world I'm missing, I'll take out some album and give it a listen. And remember, it's worth the price for silence. That is my Shangri-La. I've got to get to, I'll spare no expense. God help me, I'll make their tour succeed. I'll make them the fortune that they need. And then when I've made them a national smash, then I can dash with my hard-earned cash to my Gran Palacio in northern Spain, or my great big estate on the Kansas plain. Any place I can find where I can remain behind a song-proof fence. And the sign on the mansion, the gates on the compound, the rooster, the ranch, and the trees, and the grass, and the lake, and the sky. Just me, myself, and I.